Lesson from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe. Because our testimony among you was believed. Thanks be to God. Judgment Day, at first thought, is terrifying. A day of vengeance and wrath, punishment and retribution. Paul uses these words in our text, flaming fire, vengeance, punishment, everlasting destruction. That is what we deserve because of our continual sin and rebellion against our holy and righteous God, for sins against the holy Ten Commands of God, because we do not love God with our whole heart, because we love ourselves more than we love our neighbor, even though God says, you shall have no other gods. Honor your parents. Do not kill. Do not lust. Do not steal. Do not covet. We do. Christ, the Holy Son of God, will return on that day with power and great glory, accompanied by his mighty angels, angels that can slay thousands. He will judge the living and the dead. Every single one of us will stand before him for judgment. And we have nothing on our own to offer to cover our sins. We are guilty, sinful, corrupt, deserving of death and destruction. Judgment Day should terrify us as sinners, should terrify us to death. But the Christ who returns on that day is our Savior Jesus, who died in our place to cover our sins, who rose again so that we might live with him in eternal salvation. He took upon himself to deliver us and to save us. He humbled himself and became like us, and was born of a virgin. He paid for our sins and gives us his righteousness. He overcame the sharpness of death so that we do not have to be afraid. He redeemed us with his precious blood. And now when God looks at us, he sees not our sins, but the holy, precious blood of Jesus. We are justified. We are declared innocent. We are saved. The day of judgment for us then becomes the day that we enter eternal glory. Our text says that Jesus comes to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe. The book of Revelation describes Jesus in heaven as wearing a robe dipped in blood. Even there, he reminds us how he paid for our sins and that we belong to him. He is worshipped as the Lamb that was slain. After Jesus rose from the dead, he still had those marks in his hands and his side, the wounds from the cross, to prove that he truly died and rose again in our place, and to promise that we too can conquer death through him. When we trust in his salvation, when we find our comfort in his holy wounds, then for us on Judgment Day, we can lift up our heads. We can look forward to that day with joyful expectation when Jesus will return on that day of glory to bring us to our heavenly home. Because God has mercy on us in Christ, we do not have to be confounded or confused or disappointed. We are numbered among the saints of God in his glory everlasting. When we believe, it is God's glory, for he has opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. The day of judgment is the day of our salvation. To God alone be the glory. Amen.
Thank you. having safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doing being ordered by your governance may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God,